going on with you? I'm just here, reading some poetry, having fun. Let's get to it. Is he your man? Forgetful fingers under covers, correcting themselves, knowing the right name at the right time. Except that night, despite your name being branded upon them, you said it was fine. Of course, he sent you flowers, under the impression rewinding the sun. He's here now, if you'd like to talk. Unless you want me to send him home, send him back on the road, buying you forget-me-nots and forget-my-indiscretions, as if you don't think of me, not that you enjoy it, but you still imagine me, dead as you wished I was. Again, I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama, watching it, causing it. I don't care. I just like drama, because life is actually hella boring. So sometimes you just gotta make something happen. And it sure is fun. I think, sometimes it's difficult not to be kind of pleased with yourself. And I think that's kind of what that's about, Somebody who just likes creating a bit of conflict and is pleased that they have, Like they're happy they can get at someone. I think that's kind of what that's about. I don't want to go home yet, he said. The floor fell, taking me with it. We sunk silently in sync, gaping lips, until you politely pulled me to my feet and the floor got herself together. I felt blue about my scarlet cheeks, but you said you liked the colour. Painted the whole room radiant red, kissing your own cheeks until they were as shy a shade as mine. The strangest thing is that we're strangers, but the night wanted to watch us falling in love. We felt generous. From bar to bar, from apps to hearts, I was drawn to you, darling. Erasing nerves, colouring outside the lines of excitement. I saw you falling as I did. Soon we were both familiar with the floor, and you confessed through crimson lips, a gift from me. You would never tire of my teasing. You know how sometimes when you just meet somebody and it's like, you just like have to be near them, be with them, And you feel kind of stupid because there's a part of you that's like, this is so dumb, what are you doing? But it's like, you just have to, it's like electric, magnets or some shit, And I think sometimes those are like the most dangerous situations because it's so intense that if it doesn't keep going and it doesn't work, you just kind of feel like, fuck, what now? But, it's just how it is, really, I suppose. And that's fine. But I think just that intensity, sometimes it's like, you can become almost obsessed just with the intensity of it, not necessarily with that person, but just with the intensity of what they make you feel. And that's scary, but also really cool. My first kiss was a tragedy, not Greek or Shakespearean, just us. I shook inside your guilty grasp, not your niece, but just as nice as Catherine. You told me twice you can't believe the mess as you gaze from the bridge where people like us end up, enjoying the view before we throw ourselves off. Sweet 16. Your precocious princess, you confess, hands down where heaven rests, and learns to love your clumsy caress. I meow to a melancholy melody, waiting for you to decide if you are my lover, my father, or my teacher. You didn't mind the games I played, you told me I could toy with you, and I'd be safe from the harsh, harmful hands of my previous playground peril. You tutored me in trouble. I took notes on a tongue I didn't know how to use, as the narrator got weary of our weakness and abandoned the script on a tired theatre floor. Bad behaviour on the Brooklyn docks. You moved me with Marlowe and Miller, then mauled me, which my adolescent adoration overlooked. Lust, too much, going where it shouldn't, perversely predictable because men like you love girls like me forever. I think probably the worst time to be in love is when you're young and you're idealistic and you don't really understand the world because you've never seen it. Everything's new to you and it feels all exciting and wonderful because those are the times when you don't realise that things aren't the way that they seem and that sometimes things are not normal and that's, you know, and it's not supposed to happen but you just accept it because you don't know any better and you're just a baby and it feels like the best time at the time, but discovering that you were wrong later when you know better, it's the worst time. I didn't plan to spend so much time inside your mind. Sweet Sailor Valentine, dressed up in denim, money, brochureless baby. I couldn't resist. You said you wanted to fix me, and that's why you liked me. With my smile like astronomy, and my Catholic guilt. I never meant to mean so much, just summer love, something for you to study, but there I was, traipsing through your mind. It was just a summer. My own was somewhere else, my mind. Sometimes when we kissed, under sing-song stars. You complained about my expensive and excessive lip gloss, and I made a mental note to punish you forever. But you must understand, I never meant like this. I never meant to mean so much, because I thought we were pretend. So I was unaware of why you started to cry when I called you, offering homework help and licorice. It was just licorice. I never meant to move into your mind. I never meant to mean so much. You must understand, I didn't think I had ripe, but still, I dove inside and drove you crazy, so you say. I never meant to mean so much. It's weird because being loved by someone is quite a responsibility, like, you know what I mean? But it's not something anyone chooses to do. You know, you can't, you know, pick someone and say, that person is going to be in love with me. You know, you don't get to decide how other people feel about you. So it's like, it's a position of responsibility, but it's also not something you choose. And that's kind of scary in a way. But in another way, it's kind of cool. Because it's like, you know, there could be like a ton of people that are like interested in you or like you or whatever. And it's like you get to go through life having adventures and finding out. But sometimes it's not good because, you know, somebody's hurting and you don't know, you can't stop it from happening because you have no idea that it's happening, and it's quite frightening really. Actually adapted that into a song as well. Which is probably going to be featured on an upcoming release next year. But the song kind of takes a different perspective about how it can actually be quite unpleasant to be kind of the muse of a creative person. So it's interesting to be able to write that from both perspectives, how on the one hand it can be quite annoying and, you know, limiting, but on the other it can be very freeing and empowering. So it was interesting to write both perspectives on that, one as a poem and one as a song. So I'm looking forward to sharing the other half of that with you next year when I release that record. So that's going to be quite exciting. And that's all for tonight. If you want to find more of my work, you can find lots of information and free content at my website, which is jenniferwan.com. And you can find me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, and also YouTube with the username Miss J Squared. You can actually come and see me read poetry on Friday, the 2nd of November, at the Poetry Cafe in London. I'll be there for an event and I'll be reading poetry there, as well as quite a lot of other cool people. So you can feel free to come along to that. You can also visit my website, which again is jenniferwan.com, to find lots of cool free stuff, but also my books and my music and just general fun things. So that's
all for now. Good night, my love.